The Occupy movement loudly decries the power of corporate money in politics, a power amplified by the Supreme Court's interpretation of the 14th Amendment, conferring the free speech rights of people on corporations. Thus, in last year's Citizens United ruling, the court on free speech grounds granted corporations nearly unlimited freedom to spend on election advertising. This week, Massachusetts Congressman Jim McGovern decided to try something drastic and most likely futile to stop the deluge. He called for a constitutional amendment declaring that corporations are not people. Congressman, welcome to On the Media.
Happy to be with you.
Now, you're the House Minority Whip, but you can't whip the majority. The odds are, and you know it, that this will fail to get out of committee, much less ratification by the states. So what are you up to?
At a very minimum, I'm up to trying to force a debate in this country on the fact that corporations are gaining more power than average people. People have the right to free speech. People who work in corporations have the right to free speech. But corporations are not people. They are artificial entities which we, the people, create, and as such, we govern them, not the other way around. Corporations can now donate to campaigns in an unlimited way. That's not good for our democracy.
This is a bill that might have been penned by Occupy Wall Street. Citizens United could be seen as the ultimate case in point for those who believe that our inalienable rights as individuals have been usurped by the man. Was this legislation inspired by those protests or just kind of a product of the same zeitgeist?
Well, I think it's both. I mean, I have to be honest with you. I think the Occupy Wall Street movement has been refreshing. And I think part of their frustration is my frustration, that corporations have too much power in politics. And it's not just the Citizens United case. Recently, a federal judge blocked the Food and Drug Administration from requiring tobacco companies to place graphic warning labels on cigarette packages, arguing that the cigarette makers had the right to free speech. This is crazy. Look, I want businesses to be successful. I want corporations to be successful. But I don't want corporations to be equated with people.
Is this an act of principle or just a political tactic?
No, it's an act of principle. I'm not into political tactics. I will admit to you that the chances
I'm sorry. You are the House Minority Whip. I refuse to accept your assertion that you are not into political tactics.
I guess we need to define whether political tactics have principles or not. I mean, this is not out there just to help Democratic candidates. I want Republicans to co-sponsor this too. And I think there are some Republicans out there who also agree that corporations have too much power in our government.
In fact, some of them are in the Tea Party.
And my hope is that those Tea Party conservatives who claim that they value the Constitution will join with me in this effort. This would apply not just to corporations, but to unions as well. The problem is that the leadership down here is very much influenced by these big corporate entities. And now with the Citizens United case, opening the floodgates so that corporations have even more of a voice in our political system, you're going to see Washington respond less and less to the concerns of average Americans. This, I hope, will begin a debate here in Congress. The debate that the Occupy Wall Street movement people are talking about, people are talking about the fact that corporations have undue influence in this country. Washington is not.
One final thing. Let's just divorce ourselves from reality for a moment
okay.
And imagine that this bill is passed by 2/3 of the House and then ratified by 38 states. Now, the last amendment to do that, the 27th Amendment, required 202 years to get the 38th state. ExxonMobil could elect a lot of presidents in 202 years, and you would probably be in the twilight of your career. Is this going to go the way of the couple hundred other proposed amendments, or is something more going to take place?
I'd like there to be an up or down vote. I'd like the American people to know where members of Congress stand on this issue, Republicans and Democrats. But if it went to the states, I think this is popular. You know, with Democrats, I think it's popular with Republicans and independents. People get it. The American people are way ahead of the Congress. There's only two ways to change the Citizens United ruling. One is to get a new Supreme Court that will interpret the Constitution differently, or the other is through a constitutional amendment. Either way is fine with me. But I'm not going to bet on the fact that the Supreme Court's going to change anytime soon. So I think we ought to go this route.
All right. Congressman, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
Congressman Jim McGovern is a Democrat from Massachusetts.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.